Hello, beautiful ladies. Dr. Emily Kybert here with Thyroid Strong Podcast, the podcast for women with Hashimoto's who want to heal their Hashimoto's naturally, learn how to work out without the burnout, but also do the hard things, the things that make us stronger, more resilient, more robust. And today we are going to talk about choice. I know during this holiday season, there are moments where we get to make a choice of, do we pile our plate on with lots of mashed potatoes or do we prioritize our protein? Is just an example. And so when we talk about choice, we are talking about doing the basics, right? So how are we moving our body during this season of life, this season of the holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas or Thanksgiving and whatever you celebrate, the new year? How do we move our body? What choices do we make in terms of putting fuel into our body? So how do we feed ourselves? And then how do we dial in our sleep and maintain our nervous system in a place of status quo nervous system regulation? So I had a conversation with a client today. She lives in New York City. And she's like, you know, it's really hard to not drink alcohol. You know, if I have one or two glasses, I just don't feel good. And I was like, listen, here is something that is free, that is within your control, that can move the needle in how you feel in terms of brain fog, fatigue, energy, weight loss, joint pain. And you get to make a choice. If you know that alcohol doesn't make you feel good, but you feel the societal pressures of drinking it, maybe you shouldn't drink it. And that might feel like a little bit of tough love, but everything is a choice. And so I know for myself, here is something that is a free choice. You know, I went to dinner last night with friends. Two of them had a drink. I chose not to. And I woke up and I felt great today. And I know if I had had that drink, I would have not felt good. So here is a choice that is free. How we move our body, lifting weights, getting our steps in, that is a free choice. There is no testing involved in that. How we feed ourselves. Yes, food costs money, but we get to choose how we fuel our body. Is it going to be with protein, whole nutrient-dense foods, or is it going to be with popcorn, foods like gluten or dairy that could potentially make us not feel very good? Here's a choice. I have women who work from home. They don't get their steps. They get like 4,000 steps a day, but they want to lose weight. And they want to lose 10 pounds before Christmas. Or here's a choice. They have a walking pad at home. Do they get on their walking pad on their calls or do they sit? That is a choice. And so I know this can feel like a little bit of tough love, but here are free things within our control that are a choice that we get to choose. Are we going to make ourselves 1% better every day to walk us towards that dream we have for ourselves of the body we dream of how we feel in our clothes, of having a clear mind, a strong body, and tons of energy to live the life we want to live? Or are we going to make old choices that maybe do not serve us in the highest, like having a drink a couple times a week? So this is not to shame or blame ourselves, but to be conscious of what is within our control and that there's actually a lot within our control to feel better. And so if you show up and you do, the basics, so movement, strength training's in there, steps, how you're eating, protein forward, sleep, put yourself to bed like your sleep depends on it instead of binge watching Netflix because your life does depend on it, and nervous system regulation. Those are like the four corners of the house. That is your foundation of health. If those are not dialed in, it does not really matter how much testing you do, how many root causes you uncover, you will probably not feel that great with Hashimoto's. And so instead of asking yourself, which sometimes women ask when they feel like they are at an intersection or feeling frustrated and feeling stuck, is why isn't this working? Why isn't this working? And when we ask that question, whether it is in life, in our health, or in business, there is no really good outcome to that question. Why isn't this working only produces a negative answer. Instead of asking why isn't this working, is flipping that mindset and flipping the script of what can I do today that will make me 1% better or can walk me towards my goal in a little baby step forward to start to feel more like myself, more energy, clear mind, strong body. And what can I do? So I'll give you an example for myself. When I feel like I'm in a funk, I'm grumpy, I'm moody, my body doesn't feel good, I kind of feel like I'm holding on to weight, my brain's not super clear, crisp, and my energy is on the floor, I ask myself these three questions. Are you ready? Did I hit my protein the last couple days? If I didn't, I dial that in. And I usually start with breakfast. 30 to 50 grams of protein for breakfast. I also ask, and this is like a higher level question, did I overeat or did I eat late? The second question I ask myself is, did I put myself to bed like a boss? Or did I binge watch Netflix? Usually it's, if I don't feel good, it's I am not prioritizing my sleep. For me, for Hashimoto's, the big two symptoms that can potentially flare up are fatigue, loss of energy, and then brain fog. So did I put myself to bed like my life depended on it? If the answer is no, M, you just binge watch the Frankenstein movie to see how hot Jacob Elordi is. Then I get real about that. And then the last question I ask myself is, did I move my body within the last couple of days? Typically, if I'm not feeling good or I'm in a funk, low energy or brain foggy, I have not worked out in the last 2 days. And I typically work out, I would say 4 days a week minimum. And then part of that movement workout piece is, did you get your steps? Did I get my steps? If I didn't get my steps, how can I get my steps? Especially if I'm working a lot behind my computer, I have a walking pad. Can I turn that sucker on and get 5,000 steps in an hour and a half of just doing notes, verbal dictation? So those are the questions I ask myself because those are free. Before I jump to testing, before I jump to checking my sex hormones and my thyroid hormones or my thyroid antibodies or gut testing or, oh my God, did I get exposed to mold again? I start with the basics because the basics matter. And if you're not dialing in the basics, when you do go address that gut infection and take supplements or medication for H. pylori or SIBO or a mold protocol, if you're not doing the basics, you're going to feel like a dumpster fire. And those basics come down to choice. So, for example, if I get done with a call with a client and it's a little bit early, normally I give my clients 30 minutes. If we jump off at the 20-minute mark, what could I do within that 10 minutes to help me feel better? Make sure I'm walking on my walking pad. Is it doing 10 squats and 5 push-ups? Because yeah, I could save that for later, but next thing you know, and I know this and you know this, it's 10 p.m. and it wasn't done. So some of the things I do to make good choices is I meal prep. I make food on Sundays and Wednesdays. So Sunday carries us over to Wednesday. Wednesday carries us over to like Friday. And then the weekend I like to cook and hang out with my kids. So meal prepping so that I have 3 or 4 proteins in the fridge. I have 2 carbs, whether it's starch-resistant rice or fingerling potatoes or sweet potato. And then I have some vegetables, asparagus, broccoli, like a zucchini mix. And so that I'm never guessing, I'm never having to like run to the kitchen and be like, oh my God, I have no food. I'm just going to like grab this snack, which is not the best choice because it's probably not enough protein. So that's one way I set myself up for success, to have choice. I know a lot of moms feel really busy, but a lot of the moms who feel really busy, they are trying to make every single meal from scratch. You will be in the kitchen all day doing that. You will probably not really love life. You'll feel like you're cooking and cleaning all the time. And so I highly encourage you to meal prep. Take like an hour. So like in an hour, I can make 3 meals. I can make all those proteins. I can make all those vegetables and those starches. When I do that, they are not intricate. They are not saucy. It is literally like ground turkey with some salt. So I am eating for fuel to fuel my body, to build my muscle, to do it with efficiency and effectiveness. I am not here to have a Michelin star dinner in my house. Okay, so meal prepping sets myself up for success when I am making good choices. And this is all about choice, especially during this holiday season. I eat my protein first. And then I eat my vegetables, and then I see if I have room for carbs. If I overeat carbs, I do not shame and blame myself. Oh, I fell off the bandwagon. Oh, I'll do better tomorrow. I go, all right, you're going to have to put those carbs to work to building muscle. And so I'm going to really push myself to capacity in my lifts today. That is choice, right? So instead of going down this shame, blame, anxious spiral, ask yourself, okay, if I made a certain choice that wasn't the best for me, how can I use that choice to my benefit? Even if it's drinking alcohol, if you have a drink and next day you feel not so great, what can you do to get that alcohol out of your system quicker? Could it be jumping in a sauna, hydration, electrolytes? Could it then also be a reminder, hey, maybe I don't really like drinking. Maybe it's not that great for my body and I kind of feel terrible when I drink. Use that information to make better decisions in the future. I'll give you a life's example here. I have been going to a therapist with my son. It's a child therapist. And a lot of what we've been working on is feeling all the emotions of life, validating that emotion, noticing that emotion, and asking ourselves, what is that emotion teaching us? What do we need to learn from that emotion? What action do we need to take from that emotion to then move through it, right? So my son historically has a history of like feeling an emotion and then feeling it for like 24 hours. And so how can we use that emotion? We could also replace emotion here with choice. How can we use that emotion or choice to teach us, okay, what does our body need? Feel it, validate it. What does our body need? And then how can we take action to move through that? So whether it's emotion or choice, I'll use choice here. We made a choice. We had a drink. The next day we felt terrible. How can we use that choice to inform our future actions? Is it, I'm going to keep drinking alcohol? Probably not the best choice, but it's a choice. Or can you say, hey, the next time I'm out with friends and I feel peer pressure to drink, I'm going to choose not to drink. I'm going to see how I feel the next day. Oh, I feel better the next day. That choice with friends to not drink becomes easier because once your body feels good, it craves more good. So as we move through this holiday season, try to avoid shaming, blaming yourself, going into a spiral of anxiety. I would try to move through the holiday season with emotional neutrality to really make choices. If you have a game plan on healing your Hashimoto's, execute on the plan. If I gave you the plan, ladies, please execute on it. If you're my 101 client listening to this episode. And how can we move through with emotional neutrality? Ask ourselves, how can we be 1% better every day? Ask ourselves, what are the choices we're making every single day to walk us towards our dream, towards our goal? There is a lot of power in discipline. I know some women are like, oh, I don't want to cut out these foods forever. Feels so restricting. Which is worse, feeling restricted or feeling not great in your body? I'd probably say the latter. And I'm sure you've heard the saying, like, discipline equals freedom. And showing up consistently for yourself matters. No one is going to take care of yourself but you. You can hire me to help you stay accountable and take care of yourself. And I will do everything within my power to get you to do the do of like working out, steps, protein, calories, macros, moving your body, getting to the root cause. I will do everything within my power, minus like showing up at your door and working you out and cooking for you. So at the end of the day, the choices you choose will give you freedom when you do it from a disciplined place and you do it with consistency. And I think for the women who feel emotionally thrown off by their choices, like they feel more anxiety around everything, it's really tap into that nervous system regulation. And how can you move through things with emotional neutrality? Sometimes it's flexing a muscle. Like the emotional neutrality is like flexing a muscle. So I'll give you an example. The first time I did a mold remediation or brought in a mold inspector, I was super dysregulated, in a freeze state, felt terrible, had to like leave the house, felt like stressed every single second of the day. Well, 5 mold remediations later, I can move through it with emotional neutrality. Let's get it done. Let's get it done well. Let's get out the mold and let's move on to the healing journey. So I hope this helps you through this holiday season. There will be not ideal choices made. There will be moments where you're sitting on the couch after a big meal. I'm thinking of Thanksgiving. And could you then choose, hey, I'm going to go for a walk after I eat to help regulate my blood sugar? Could I take that food, that increase in calories, potentially, if I did increase calories, and go work out and go put those calories towards building muscle? So I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, ladies. Think about choice. Think about moving through it without shame, blame. Think about keeping emotional neutrality. And just remember, 1% better every day. All right, ladies, if you like this episode, a little bit more mindset, a little less strategy, rate and review on your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen. And if you need my one-on-one help to hold yourself accountable, to keep accountability, to have a plan, to have a root cause approach to getting to your fatigue, energy issues, brain fog, and also do body recomp at the same time, I'm going to drop a link below. It's a link to apply for my one-on-one Thyroid Strong functional medicine coaching. If we jump on a call, we talk about what your struggles are, where you want and dream your body to be, what's been missing. If you have worked with a practitioner in the past, because a lot of the women I work with have worked with a practitioner and what needs to happen in terms of body recomposition, getting to the root cause, gut testing, environmental testing, whatever it may be. We see if we're a good fit. Not everyone is a good fit. Those who are highly anxious, have a very hard time regulating their nervous system, are not good fits. As you can tell from this podcast, I'm a little bit of tough love, but I'm also a lot of love. And if we're a good fit, we can see what it looks like to work together. All right, ladies, have an amazing holidays, and I'll see you next week.